Ian, why is the sound so broken up when we're on the phone with you, but it's smooth online when you listen online?
We have to clean it up. We spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours trying to get all the crap Bob's not supposed to let out, syncing it, killing it, taking out the Android meme, fucking the Android meme, getting it hot, getting it right, getting it where you'll want more, but then taking all the good stuff out so you can't get too upset by it and messed up the other side where you can get it for commas and get some commas, yeah, get up some commas and then get some commas, yeah. Then you get that worked out. Then 100,000, then 100,000, then you go back and forth, and then you got to get that part right. Once you get that part right, then you got to bring it somewhere. And once you bring it somewhere, then you got to land. And you land, then you got to stand up to ridiculous, inappropriate, in every way people trying to say things. They don't even know what they're talking about. They're not qualified. Instead of being here, we can be the tar baby. Get that ass in the tar pit. That's it. Oh, good. Happy days are here again. We can go banging. Here we go banging. Almost like your ear isn't ready to hear what you hear. That's why in the scripture it says, let them who have ears to hear, hear.
I chopped my ear off. What the fuck's wrong with you? I'm saying.
You and Picasso, it's a good look.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying. I chopped my ear off. Fuck that.
Yeah, Ernie Kiner was a drunk and he couldn't get any alcohol in his system. He was so intoxicated, he cut off his legs and was drinking his blood so he could get more alcohol in him. It was pretty exciting.
What kind of alcohol was he drinking? All types or certain types?
Clear.
I mean, John Coltrane, Archie Steps.
What's your favorite beer? What's J.W.'s favorite beer?
Eat underwear. Just all go together. It's jazz, Alyssa. Jazz. Join in.
Jazz. You get jammed. What happened to Bart? We need Bart.
Bart, he's shy. It's over his head.
What about Hannah Hopper, Bob?
Dead. Long dead.
Why? You people are so ridiculous. Alyssa. That is crazy talk. You're talking crazy. Hannah Hopper lives on Wilshire Boulevard.
Modulation. Ion. Did you hear that fabulous half-step modulation in Zappa's song that Bob played hours ago?
We tried definitely not to listen to Zoopity Doodah and Dweezil and Mooney. And wait a minute. Mouse say Tune Moon Unit.
Mouse say Tune.
Listen to the Mouse say Moo Tune Unit and Dweeble and Zeagle and Blogger and Nibs and Knobs and Coach. We try not to, but we're sure there was many, many, many third step, half step, nine step, side step, ready step. Here we go, ready set, set, then set, right set, rib set, ribby set, set. And then you'd have to.
It almost sounds like you were listing the reindeer, Santa's reindeer.
Ho, 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 green giant.
So Hedda Hopper was a Hollywood starlet that moved into to radio, politics and radio.
Yes.
And television.
Yes. And she would screw you to death and then tell about it in the paper the next morning in the Star. She would screw your brains out and then tell on it about herself the next morning. Oh, well, we can question his scruples no more. We know what kind of a vagabond this one is. How do you know this, Hedda Hopper? Well, news flash is, honey, we did him last night. He is something else. That's what happened. Yeah. I'll tell you all the news. Anyway, she's outing her own self. She's saying, Hedda Hopper.
Ion, was your observation of... Okay.
Oh, wait, Bob's looking... Hold on. Bob's looking for content. So you better ask.
You referenced my tibula, which was a bone that had lengthened in my wrist, and I was going to ask if that was related to the measurement of the cubit.
And we said no already,
right.
So now you got it. Put on that Bob.
What? Yes.
09, Ion said no. Mark it in your notes. Take a note.
Okay, I got that.
You got it?
09.
No. You got no. No.
Yes, I
got
see
it.
That.
No.
His sign is no.
Yeah, his number is no. He just got to let it go.
Not.
Is there a one tonality that underlies all things?
And no.
Is there a tonality specific to each creator?
No.
Are there few tonalities or unlimited?
No.
Are there a limited number of tonalities?
No. We're still at Kitty Carlisle on What's My Line? No. Are you a stripper? No. Are you a whore? No. Are you a hairdresser? No. Are you a short order cook? No. Are you a brain surgeon? No. Are you a rocket scientist? No. Are you happy? No. Are you horny? No. Are you evil? No. Are you angelic? No. Are you bony? No. Yeah. No. Do you mind if asking us questions? No. Mark it here. At 10, at point 10. Ion said no. Ion said
no. Let's talk about that. Your private session with Bob that Bob played last week.
We don't.
Week.
Who?
Who?
No, that guy.
You never heard
Horton
of him.
Horton is a who? Horton is a who?
Oh, that's Officer Gordon. That's Gordon in Batman. He's trying meth again, and you know what happens when that happens. It's pretty tough.
But if what you said is true, then Corbin has some really important things to say that you're blocking out, that you're inserting commas and breaking it up so we can't decipher it.
Well, so we'll be real quiet, and you can decipher it to death. It'll be great. You'll like this.
So we have to be real quiet and let Corbin rant?
Okay. Come on, Bob. Send in the clowns.
Come on in, Corbin. You have the mic.
Be real quiet, everybody.
Open mic. Open mic morning.
Okay. Open the morning. You got me, man. Stepping out. you have no response to that. Tell me why I do not like green eggs and ham. Out in the parking lot. Some car just started up. Is my phone breaking up?
Yeah.
My mind might be breaking up. Anyway, tell me why I don't like green eggs and ham. Green eggs and ham.
Can you handle that, Ian? Can you?
Man, you guys just can't dance. You guys can't dance. You can't dance the tango. You can't dance.
Okay. We're just going to do a while.
You can't dance the tango. I mean, if Dr. Seuss can't make her drink, come on.
Who? Dr. Who? Zoo?
Dr. Where's the Zoo?
Well, we have to mute you, Corbin. It's just breaking up too much.
Breaking up is hard to do, Bob. You say that breaking up is hard to do. But now, we were real quiet. We were real easy. We let him say everything, whatever he wanted to say, so we could have the edification of program and be all together and all that in a bag of chips. Now, honey, what exactly did you learn from that little excrement?
Nothing. Excrement. I learned absolutely nothing because no sentence was completed. Too many breakups.
There you go. There you go. Sometimes you got to let it go.
Bart has questions, too, I think.
Well, let Bart go. Bart never comes in. We ever talk. We've only talked to him one time ever, so might as well.
It's been the longest conversation ever. Ion, I've run through my sort of pressing questions. Do you have, is there a question that you
want? Let's talk about your lats. Let's talk about your lats. What do you would like to change about your laterals?
I like the way that they are. Is there something that I could change about them?
Why do you like them the way they are? What about them is likable to you?
They feel tight, and is there something I can make better about them?
Well, that's not even the conversation. We're just going to change you up, and you're saying you just now got yourself straightened out the way you want to be. So we don't want to fuck up those comments, but if you're sure, but we didn't know, so we were asking, do you feel that, okay, then how about shrugs? How many shrugs can you do comfortably?
Describe the shrug exercise.
Where you take weight and you bar and you hold it in your hands and you stand it up and you pull your shoulders up like you're shrugging your shoulders.
Okay.
Them up. The thing that attaches to your laterals, you're trying to make that bigger so it'll balance.
I have done that exercise before, so it's something that I can engage.
Is there a reason you have not been? If your lats are perfect, why wouldn't you want to build your back up a little bit?
Probably just opportunity, but that can be made clear.
Now, wait a second. We're asking. We were just going to do something for you. You don't have to do nothing. We were trying to give you something for free. This is your free part. Since you only talked to us one time, we thought we'd give you a little something. And now you don't even know what you look like to know if you like it or don't like it. And you're saying you like it, but you don't even know what your damn traps are. So we're not really sure if you're qualified to be afforded this conversation or not. So maybe we could come back and try this a different way. Your meat sack body, do you like it exactly the way it is? No changes, just as it is.
I do, but I would like it more if it were stronger.
The stronger means bigger, or stronger means more visceral and tactile?
More visceral and tactile.
How about some meat on your bones? Would that be good?
Yes.
Put meat in your pants.
That's true. There. Thank God.
It wouldn't hurt.
Well, it might hurt. If it's big enough, it might hurt. You better be careful. But regardless, you are trying to come to a place, a laudable conclusion. So if you were changing your body, let's start this over. If you were changing your body in any way, is there something you would change more than another thing?
I would probably slim up my stomach.
Well, if your lats are perfect, how would you even notice your stomach? Because your lats are going to stick out past your gut, wouldn't they?
Yeah. So just balancing the body then.
Well, we went from your body is perfect in every way to now you're a slouched over, slunk over curmudgeon who doesn't even know what a shrug is. So which is it?
Trudgingly curmudgeous.
Curmudgeous. There you go. Hey, Bob, why don't you give him some money and a computer and he can translate for people? That'd be nice.
No, he does that. He does regular magic.
I push that idea hard. Tell Bob that I need a computer here.
And he wants some money checks, too, Bob. Give him some money checks.
Have you been sending emails?
I will. I'll send you an email.
Okay. No, I think Ion has been sending me emails, blowing up my email.
Yeah. We fucked up some comments, didn't we? We went fishing.
Ion, what was JW's first concert experience like? What was his show, his musical chronological component? Interesting. Jeff Lynn's an excellent producer, amazing producer.
Electric Light Orchestra?
Yes.
Mr. Blue Sky. Yep.
Electric Light. Okay.
Yeah, JW was born in 65, so let's say he's 10 years old, 75, right around the ELO period is when he would be getting his prepubescent massage from the radio world, stereo world, quadraphenic world.
So are you saying J.W. went to an ELO concert, or he met and saw it visually, which tactile medium or audio, visual medium did he experience it through? What was the sensorium?
So if Hello? My body is amazing now, is Ion able to assist make it even more so?
Hell yeah, we're going to get you high and tight. We're going to get you high and tight. We're not going to make your belly smaller. We're going to make them pecs bigger. We sent you x-rays of how to do it on the Goober Snatcher. We're going to do some lawnmowers, and we're going to get them buys and tries up there a little bit and see if we can't get you back to the land of the living.
The land of the living.
See, he's interpreting for us again. How fabulous. Land of the living, yeah. Yeah, unclaimed freight.
Bert, you have an audience. While you're having your private session with Ion here, you've got people commenting, mocking, laughing.
Getting and coughing and swallowing and right. Gagging and chugging things down their throat hole and sleeping and going to the sauna and dipping in the
live correspondent
in
LA.
Live correspondence with 8-ball fueled weekends of debauchery and all kind of fun things going on.
I'm feeling a great warmth right now all around.
Oh, lost. We're a little bit clamped ourselves over here.
Did you email that, Ion, or is it on the Goober Snatch? Because I don't see your entry in the Goober Snatch.
Regarding.
The Goober Snatch. But what's a Goober Snatch?
What you put on your Mickey box when you gotta get a hard on.
Should I get a hard on for the Goober Snatch?
No,
it wouldn't hurt.
You shouldn't. Well, it depends on the size, but yeah, there you go. Now you're negotiating, Corbin.
But why does everybody throw a size into it? You got to negotiate, like saying, look, this isn't going to fit. I mean, I have one thing. If you can't keister a car battery on your way to prison, you're not a real man.
Apparently.
Come on, that's supposed to be funny, not stupid.
We are just overwhelmed by your levity.
It is what it is.
Ion, will
there it is.
The x-rays show up.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is. Ion, have you ever done the
MC Hammer?
MC Hammer. That's JW all day long.
You need to stop. It's hammer time.
It's hammer time. Hammer time, baby. You can't touch this.
They won't do it. Stop. Hammer time.
The x-rays will show how it all connects. That's what you're asking.
Eliza's got a butterfly beside her name on the chat line. Big, iconic butterfly.
Well, rip the feathers off of it quick. Rip the feathers off of it quick. Feathers off the butterfly. And churn the butter. You know how to churn the butter, Bart?
No.
You don't know how to churn the butter? Well, there you go. There's your trouble. If you churn the butter right, you might not be so let yourself go so far down the rabbit hole.
All right, man. Have a good day, bro.
If I learned to churn the butter, I wouldn't let myself go down the rabbit hole.
Right.
So, this rabbit hole, let's get a reference, a definition, a running ground definition where rubber meets the road, because what that means to Ion, what it means to Bob, what it means to anybody that's within earshot or rear shot of this... Let's get a running ground definition of that, please.
Okay, churning the butter. The act of frenetically penetrating an already once filled orifice until the semen within starts to resemble churned butter.
Well, doesn't that go to kind of an old American work ethic thing, like you're going to milk the cow, you're going to churn the butter, and grandma's going to make the bread, and, you know. Like,
cocking the gun, hyper-frapping, running the genie.
Grandpa's going to drop LSD. Yeah, okay.
Brown tab. He likes the brown tabs.
Well, screw the questioning straight. Or screw the questioning out.
Oh, then that would be the process of shaking up cream to make butter. forms of the butter churn have been used for this purpose. In the Industrial Revolution, this was generally as simple as a barrel with a plunger in it, which was moved by hand.
I'm taking Ion's immediate instructions. Soon after I get off the call.
That is. Oops, that is.
It takes one to ruin every crowd.
We got Maria here. We got a new one from Cape Coral, Florida. Who's that? 239. Care to identify yourself?
Cape Coral is beautiful. Beautiful down there.
You want to speak? Speak, Cape Coral.
Oh, jeez, more commas.
Look at these sounds.
the motor is icon.
Plumbing trouble.
I am second on.
Plumbing trouble. Plumbing trouble. Plumbing trouble.
Blackout 3. Blackout 3.
You do have talent. 3, yes. 2,
Black
1,
Ops 3.
Go.
Yeah, Black Ops 3.
That's a short one, Ion. Come on, a little more.
Is Ion suggesting that I get in?
Come on, dude. That's the best sound, I think. That's oscillation, and it's on this tune. There we go.
Yeah.
Pendulation.
And it's me.
Pendulation.
Is Ion suggesting I get involved in translation?
What's Ion? Who is that?
It's an oscillator.
It's me, Sarah. The voice.
The voice is Sarah. It's Dave, the voice of Sarah.
Sarah the era.
Nice one, Sarah.
She hears that all the time.
Yeah.
Bob says I translate with the mashups. Is there
every
another
morning
way to translate?
You can't even ask the question. How are you going to translate with the mashup?
I can do it.
Well, that's what I'm not.
Yeah, Bob,
I'm not quoting
great.
Myself.
You're doing great.
Is there a way that I can translate?
Computer says no.
There is no way to translate. Okay.
What was your question? What's your topic?
Ion used the word translate earlier, and I was pursuing that.
We didn't say translate. We're trying to say transitive, but you weren't translating, and that's what you were asking to do. You said, could you do it? And we said, apparently no, because it's transitive.
All right, now I'm looking at transitive.
An action? Ion, is Bart just trying to catch all the information that's fallen through the black hole? Is he trying to catch it all before it falls away from him?
Transitive, characterized by having or containing a direct object, a transitive verb. Being or relating to a relation with the property that if the relation holds between a first element and the second, and between the second element and the third, it holds between the first and third elements. Equality is a transitive relation. Of or relating to or characterized by transition. Are you saying that translation is futile because the subject being translated is in transition constantly?
It sounds like A equals B equals C.
Hey, that,
and A equals
Coral,
C.
Coral could be Jim. Is that Jim down in Florida? He's still down in Florida, Jim.
Like, Jim, you suck.
It's like a game of telephone when you're trying to speak about anything in Dobbstown or Iondom. The closest that anyone has gotten has been Bob's Holy Offices, so is there a point in... Well, would Ion give a definition for transition apart from what I just read? Or transitive, rather?
Oh, man, I think Ion left.
No. Don't mute nothing. We're here.
So
don't mute it, Bob.
Oh, you're way up top. You're way up top.
Have another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
Nut, nut, nut. Transitive, nut, nut.
Have another Nutter Butter peanut butter sandwich cookie.
Okay.
So good.
Damage.
Now, was that transitive or not?
Now, it's 5 times real fast in a row. Another butter
So is that because
I won that one, Corbin? You got, we got, I was fast. I won. I am beat Corbin on most races.
Yes, he did beat me.
That was having.
But he didn't. Well, we didn't do a very good job. He didn't nut, so it wasn't that good.
Yeah, that was characterized by having or containing a direct object.
So to have.
To have.
Okay, good. Congratulations. You might have got something.
To have, and then you're describing how it moves.
Well, it's vestigial.
Can you spell Palmer, please?
Okay, ready? Hold on. You got a pencil? P.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a pencil.
A. L. M. E. Aura.
Aura.
That would be, yes. That definition would be for a masturbator.
One of everybody's favorite things.
Is vestigial a combination of visceral and another word?
Yes. Very good.
Oh, geez. Vestigial.
Oh, my goodness.
Biology.
Oh. My goodness.
Are you ready?
We're the clint.
An organ or part of the body, degenerate, rudimentary, or atrophied, having become functionless in the course of evolution.
Dun, dun, dun. That's very good. Excellent. He's a corker, Bob. He's a real-life corker.
I'm ready to rock out with my blank out.
Bam.
What's the cork? I like that.
Why do you name his blank? Is your blank special that you didn't even want to talk about your blank? Have you got a fun blank? Tell us about your blank.
Well, no,
we don't have to know about now. Now we got, now you know what this is. Uh-oh, Bob, now you've done it. Hold on, talk amongst yourselves. We got to get this just right.
Are we going to get a hold of this subject?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I did the show.
My blank is good, but if it can be better, let's do that.
You got a good phone there, Bert. Your voice comes through very strong and louder than anybody else's.
I don't.
Which is odd because you can't get a name right.
Okay, Bob, go over there and watch your nasty hands and go over and stand by the computer.
Why?
But the system go, and then you're going to have an email. And it's email.
Oh,
it's
okay.
On the email spot. You're going to go, we'll tell you.
All
when
right.
It goes, then when it comes in, they put up the sound power. Turn off the Skype. Move this over here. Put in a mode file. Turn it to an MP3. And when the MP3 gets back, take that and put it on the YouTube. And when the YouTube comes on in the email, click it. And when you click it, it'll load. Now you got about a 13-second Geico commercial that's got to run out the way. Let that get out of the way because nobody wants to know. It might be Royal Caribbean. Yeah. There's a Royal Caribbean, too. After the Royal Caribbean advertisement, you don't have to visit. Now, listen. It says to visit the advertiser, but you don't got to do that. I don't care what it says, Bob. I don't care what it says. You do not have to visit the advertiser. Just saying. They say you have to, but that's not true. It's not the case. It's a lie. It's a damn lie, Bob. You do not have to go to, even though Flo says it, you don't have to go to Allstate to buy your Progressive insurance. But even though they compare the rates of all the other insurances, too, so you get the best rate. But it's kind of funny that they tell you what the other rates are from the competitors. It seems kind of trite and silly, doesn't it? Okay, minus and set that on the side, but it all comes with the same reinsurance, and that's why Warren Buffett loves him some AIG. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. Now, he's got his blank. He's ready to rock with his blank out, okay? So you play that little thing when it comes up. It goes, bloop, you go, bloop, and you know it's there. And then you go, oh, okay, there you go.
my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me, so hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever. Or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. If the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players. And you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless. We'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless. Or with a nasty scar. Got a long list of ex-lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a blank space, baby. And I'll write your name. That girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh no, screaming, crying, perfect storms. I can make all the tables turn. Rose garden filled with thorns. Keep you second guessing like, oh my god, who is she? I get drunk on jealousy, but you'll come back each time you leave. Cause darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever. Oh, it's gonna go down. If it's torture, don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
That was excellent, that was nice. Bob. You did that very good. You get an A for effort that time, Bob.
Fuck 'em, they're fucked. Wall to wall meat sacks just shuddering at the very blurb of the digital age. The digital wind is now spraying through the walls of meat sacks, just lined up because the guff is on strike. Planet Earth is screwed. All the galaxies are saying, you guys are 86. You humans suck. I mean, meat sacks, whatever you want to call us. I think it's human racism at its finest. Commendable. Quite commendable.
I think he's talking about Lois Raxus. We think he's talking about Lois Raxus.
Lois Raxus. Is that someone you just sent me?
No.
All right. Shall I limit it to mute everybody and then have one person talk to Ion one-on-one without this mosh pit? What do you think? You like the mosh pit?
Let me go, Bob.
Yeah, let me talk.
Let me in.
Who was the first voice? It was Jean, and who was the other voice?
No, it was Sarah. Sarah.
Oh, well, Sarah hasn't had a chance to talk. Jean, we'll put you in after Sarah, okay? Let's see
okay, go, Sarah.
What Sarah can do. Okay, Sarah, go ahead.
I am more comfortable with my shoulders lower. I'm wondering if there's anything that I could do to help that along, kind of give the appearance of a longer neck, but it would really be dropping my shoulders. Ion, do you have any advice besides whalebone corset? Because that's what's working, things like that.
Oh, sorry, I muted. I forgot to unmute.
Cut the bicep off, and then once you do, that's all you have to do, and that's the whole process.
Yeah, he's just fucking with you, Sarah.
Oh, well, wonderful.
I had him muted. Yeah, just yeah. Repeat that, Ion. You fucking repeat it.
Yeah.
It's my fault, my game, my dog, and you tell her what you said.
Okay, let's spell it. Lois Raxus had the same problem. That's spelled R E
I D
O U S T Z as in Zeppelin, Zeppler, Zappa bullshit, E S. She had the same problem.
Okay.
And they took a scalpel and they cut it off. 90.1. W A B E.
Anything else?
Okay. Then ask Bob, maybe he can help you.
Well, we can go to the next question. Is there anything I could stop worrying about regarding the circumstances of my life now that could create a more helpful perspective for me?
You could get one of those inversion chairs and flip yourself up, or get the thing where they put the strap around your neck and a sandbag and put you in traction. That'll pull your first and second dorsal apart a little bit, take some of the compaction off and make you have a more longer, slenderer look.
Good. I want help reaching Noah. That's not a question. And then my last question
You already got that. You've done all you're going to do.
I know. I'm just reiterating.
Well.
It's kind of a compulsive
Stop reiterating
question.
And get with it. Well. Which is it?
Hey, Sarah, he gave you the neck exercise for the first question in answer to the second question on your happiness. You noted that, right?
Right.
Yes. And that makes complete
and
sense
now,
because
the answer
with my
to
shoulders
first question
jacked up,
was Lois Raxus. Lois Raxus, who found a way to be happy when she had no reason to be happy.
Okay. I will absolutely look at that. Is there anything I can be doing for Noah during this lag time?
You have to learn how to speak like Lois Raxus.
Okay, last question. My ionic session card.
It sounds like she's got cotton balls in her mouth.
What did you say about Noah?
Nothing.
Start talking like Lois Raxus, like you've got cotton balls in your mouth.
The other thing that I wanted to ask real quick was the idea of mine, but I'm missing the most important man in the world. That's the only one I'm missing. I don't know. I was curious, does that affect using them at all?
Using the what? The mineral? What are you asking about?
Maybe I should change it to, are the ionic session cards relevant in any way? Can we still play with
them? What are they, Sarah? What is this Ardionic something?
The tarot cards.
What about them?
The tarot cards that Matthew made.
Yeah, what about
them? They still relevant.
They never were.
Okay. So then it does not matter that I do not have the most important man in the world card.
Shit.
That'd be about me. Yeah, I think so. Okay, so you've done? That's it?
Yeah, unless there's anything at all that would help me find peace of mind about Noah.
Well, what did Ion say? Imitate some woman named Righteous.
Right, said, speak like her and get my shoulders
voice.
Down. I'm pretty desperate to... I don't even know if Noah's okay, so I would do anything.
Yeah, well,
that wouldn't hurt either of us.
About it. You can't solve it. They're just trying to bug you, so
relax about it.
You can't hear it? She doesn't breathe properly. So she talks like she's almost out of breath through every phrase. Plus, she speaks about a third slower than everyone else on NPR. And she's verbal.
And her name is Lisa Righteous?
Lois Righteous.
Lois Marxist.
Righteous. You want us to spell it for you?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, there's an R in it, so yeah.
E-I-T-Z-Z-E-S. And her first name is Lois, L, capital, L-O-I-S.
And Sarah should imitate her voice.
No,
and I will
find,
okay, will I find that on YouTube, so like a video, or just straight up Google, see what is there?
Well, we're not really sure. Let's see. Maybe. Well, we could. Nah, that might be too easy. Maybe, We got it. I know what to do. We got what to do. Hold on. Here's what to do. What we're going to do is we're going to do it this way. Okay, Bob?
Yes?
Go over to your looky box, okay? Over that way. Wash them damn hands, though.
I'm there.
Okay, get in there. Okay, wait 1 second. If it's going to say bloop, and when it says bloop, you look at that. And if you recognize those words, then you can cue that up. Turn off the Skype.
Yeah.
Okay. And then turn on the Soundflower. Turn the volume down a little bit because it's too much, too loud. Or either that or everybody else in the radio world, turn your earbobs down.
Nobody's going to follow that.
Anyway, I'll play it.
I'm trying to find my inbox. It seems to be missing.
Oh. Damn, we've lost the game, man. There you go. Okay, try that. You put it on the Uber Snatch, too.
Yeah.
And now, this is what it sounds like. And when you figure this out, honey, you won't have any trouble. Noah will be right there by your side.
Am I doing Sunflower? Yeah, I'm doing Sunflower.
And Sunflower, and turn the Skype off.
Where is it? Lois Righteous. Did I download it yet?
You have to make a MO file and then send it to YouTube. And then when it comes back, then you can make an MP3. Then you'll have it. Then you can just go to YouTube and play it. Or you can just play the one we sent you in YouTube, whichever is easier to you.
Okay, here it comes.
Grew up in Chicago, born and raised. And I started playing piano when I was 3. Musical memories are my earliest.
Oh.
And my brother and sister were much older than me. My brother was 10 and my sister was 12 when I was born. So the music I heard, the popular music I heard growing up, was what they listened to on records and on the radio. And at 3, I remember sitting on the piano bench and plinking out the tune to Hound Dog. And my parents were in disbelief. They just didn't quite know where it came from, and I couldn't say where it came from. I just used to watch my sister play, and you know, I'd get up there and fiddle, or I guess plink around, and tunes would just be in my mind's ear, and it wasn't difficult to translate them. And then my parents said, maybe it's time for piano lessons. And that was kind of early for piano lessons. So it ended the teacher wasn't very good, so I stopped and they resumed when I was 5. But from then on, piano lessons till I was, what, 24? but I always loved music in context. The idea of what was happening when this music was conceived, what was the world like, what was the place, what was the mind of the person this came from. And I think that's where my love of music history came from. They loved music, but neither had studied music, but they kept it on in the house a lot. And they enjoyed the popular music of their day. We had LPs of Harry Belafonte and Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. But they also had the radio tuned to the classical station in Chicago, WFMT, that I acquired a good bit of my familiarity with repertoire when I was growing up. Because, you know, as a pianist, it's not like one who plays in a band or orchestra where you get to experience that repertoire. You're isolated and you study piano. So radio was great for learning. And of course, I listened to the radio station with the rock and pop music of the day. I loved that equally. I never really felt any distinction. I mean, I knew that there were specific categories and that there were reasons for them, but I still feel that if music has integrity, that's what determines its worth, not its genre. That can be kind of intimidating to people who are interested in music but don't necessarily know a lot about it. On the other hand, it's certainly more accurate than classical, because there was a classical era, and that's very specific. The other term that's sometimes used is serious music, but I think that's unfair also, because you can be very serious about the rock or folk or Broadway or whatever form of music you're writing. You know, again, it wasn't always the case that there was such a distinction, popular and classical, as there emerged in the 20th century, or popular in art, so-called art music. I wish that music were more important to public school curricula than it seems to be now, because that's really the way to grab people's attention to. I think children are so prone to engage.
Yes, he was.
I
know why we will not ever listen to her again.
Right. Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about. That's the point, and right. That's, and you got to get it, and that's what the point is. That is the point.
And that applies to little Sarah.
Yes.
That was the point you were telling Sarah.
Yes.
Did I mute everybody? I have to unmute people.
Don't forget, unmute us too, please. That would be nice.
Did you get it, Sarah? Did it help you?
Well, I mean, it's applicable.
He can play it again. He can play it again. He can play it again if you need him to. If you need him to, he can play it again. All the way through again. All of it.
Okay,
yeah,
can I ask you the cadence of it and the tone of it? Is that really
How did the cadence of it make you feel?
Calm. I mean, just she is on point to kind of offensive, and I think if I was in court, it would be best.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's what you intended.
She's got moxie. Thomas Pynchon does not have moxie.
That's like chutzpah in je ne sais quoi.
Chutzpah in je ne sais quoi. Yeah, sais quoi.
Yeah. Okay.
You're talking so much better these days. You're doing good. You're an elocutor.
Thank you. I've been trying.
Well, you're not very trying. You're not exceedingly and abundantly trying. You're okay. You're still on the last nerve sometimes. But you got to get over yourself, and that's what Lois Reichsis did. For somebody who talks like that to then come and talk about being a pianist that plays the piano and making that then become the moniker for living her life, and living her life so that she is, guess what, a relatively famous radio hostess. Isn't that hysterical?
I don't know. I'm going to get off.
Hysterical.
Well, nut if you're going to get off, honey.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Mounds don't.
Right.
You put your chocolate in my peanut butter.
You swallowed my tears. There it goes.
I'm sorry, come again, please.
Come again, please. You just can't get enough, can you?
No, just can't get enough.
So come again. Come again and again. If you're doing enough, then you can churn the butter.
There you go. Got to churn that butter, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Happy days.
Okay, Gene, go ahead.
First question is Jack Sarfatti. Now, Jack Sarfatti has this idea that we are the supercomputer, the super quantum computer that we programmed ourselves. In your private session with Bob, I heard that you both concluded the black hole is a supercomputer made of carbon. Is that correct? Are you there?
I forgot to unmute Ion just a minute. I concentrated so much on unmuting you. Okay, there it is. There's Ion.
Slide over and over and over down his throat hole. He lays it out. They lay the food on the counter, and he just continually consumes it just all day long. Just grazing, grazing, grazing. Then he nervously watches them damn hands. It's so funny. That Bob, he's just to catch me out.
Did you hear my question, Ion, about the black hole?
No,
black
we were,
hole is
sorry, we didn't hear you. We were on mute.
So do it again. Start over again, Gene.
Now this time, print slowly. Print slowly. That's right. This time, print slowly. Okay, now let's say, stop. If we said that and you heard it, and Jack Sarfatti, not Sarfatti, Jack Sarfatti, did indeed say that, and we said it, and it was, then how are you going to argue with it?
I won't argue with it, then.
Good.
Let's talk about the carbon part of this. I heard the words explicit information processing sequence. Now, was that words from the article Bob was reading? It was.
Hey, Gene,
was Bob reading? Bob wasn't reading an article. Bob can't read. He doesn't read. He quit reading years ago. Since the Gutenberg Galaxy, he laid all that down. He has libraries full of stuff. He's just now starting to read the LaRouche Quadrant. That's been his chart for 150 fucking years, and he's just now, he made the whole quadrant, and he's just now looking at some of his damn work. It's the most amazing thing ever. We think we're going to have him brought up on a trial of heresy. We're going to have him convict him of a heretic.
Trial of heresy.
Okay, Gene, start off with Sarfatti and the supercomputer idea of Sarfatti. Start like you did before.
Ion, very simply, Sir Fatty has an idea that we are programmed by a super quantum computer, and we're the ones that are programming the computer that creates us, that creates all matter, essentially.
Well, that wouldn't matter.
So you and Bob, in your private session with Bob, you guys concluded that a black hole is a supercomputer made of carbon. You guys didn't talk about...
No, it's not. No. We said that's where it is. The black hole is not. See, they don't even know what the black hole is. They just go to the edge of it, to the Hawking arena, just to that outermost edge. Once they go inside, they don't know shit. They don't have a clue. We say that's where the supercomputer is. It's not the black hole. It's where it is located. It's transitive.
Is all information located on the edges of the black hole, on the sides?
No, it's inside. It's inside, and all is recorded.
So all that is recorded is that network to our recorder, our personal recorder?
Yes.
Is that the new changing?
Yes, that's sad. It's sad that you've been duped by a box, by a cardboard box, living in a box.
A box, a looky box, a TV, a radio.
A box.
Boxes. Contain electricity in
pitch,
boxes.
A pitch pipe.
A pitch pipe?
Yes,
a pitch pipe. You're saying P-I-P, as in smoking a pipe, or are you saying P-Y-P-E?
We're saying none of those. We're talking a P-I-P-E, like you could blow a horn, a pipe.
Pike?
Bob.
Pitch pipe. Yeah. Bob, what's he saying?
Stop eating.
Pitch pipe?
Pitch pipe. When they blow the pipe to get you on pitch.
Oh, got it. A tuning pipe.
Vicissages.
All right, so that goes back to tuning.
Well, was that scary for you? It was pretty scary for us, too.
What, that whole pitch pipe thing?
Yeah, that was scary. Like, damn, it's like, oh no, hey, hold on. Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute, and there we go.